are the big COVID-19 questions in a lot of people's minds. Will researchers be able to develop an effective vaccine? And if so, when will we get it? One of the Central and South Coast top health officials believes the vaccine will work, but he thinks it will be next spring before it's widely available to the public.
There's been talk that people who have been infected with COVID-19 have not developed antibodies. Antibodies are what our bodies produce and can be found in our bloodstream that cripple a virus that's infecting us. If we get infected and we don't have antibodies, we get sick. If we get infected and we do have antibodies, we either don't get sick or our symptoms are milder.
Dr. Robert Levin is Ventura County's public health officer.
A study done in Iceland found that 91% of people with PCR test proven COVID went on to develop antibodies. We've also learned that a second way that the body defends against infection also becomes active and remembers the COVID virus, and this way does not produce measurable antibodies. So it's fair to say that virtually everyone who's infected with COVID-19 virus develops immunity to it.
Dr. Levin believes that researchers are on track to develop an effective vaccine.
Some say that the vaccine won't do the job of protecting us. Another study was done in Australia, and it found that there was a strong antibody response to the vaccine that they were looking at, and that it produced not only antibodies, but more antibodies than the natural disease did.
The Ventura County public health official says because of the scope of the pandemic, there are multiple teams around the world working on helping us better understand the virus and coming up with potential paths to vaccines.
Right now in the United States, there are 59 vaccines under study. 11 of them have made it all the way through to large-scale testing in humans to prove their effectiveness in preventing COVID infection. And 5 others have already been approved for early or limited use. Does this mean the vaccine is going to be ready anytime soon? It depends on what you mean by soon.
And Dr. Levin says it's more complicated than just developing the vaccine. The versions under development require special handling. And there's the huge issue of making enough to supply the world during a global pandemic.
There are many challenges in the way. Some of these early vaccines require refrigeration at negative 70 degrees Celsius. That's minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the temperature of dry ice. Your freezer at home only gets down to 0 degrees. Few freezers in our laboratories or in our hospitals get down to minus 94. Another challenge is the supply of the vaccine at first will be very limited.
So what about the timing of a vaccine? And who gets it first?
There may be some vaccine in the next few months, but it will be available in a limited supply only. It's already clear that it's going to be reserved for healthcare workers on the front lines, and there may not even be enough available to vaccinate all of them. Then, as production picks up, more vaccine will become available, but still not a lot, still not enough for the general public.
Dr. Levin says the reality is it may be next spring before a vaccine is widely available to the public.
We're concerned that the public have realistic expectations. Please understand that until there is a lot of vaccine, every dose is going to be tightly controlled and tracked. The government does not want this vaccine to be given out based on privilege. It's predicted that there won't be sufficient doses for everyone for months. And based on absolutely no insider information, but because I know people want to have some estimate, I would have to say that vaccine may be available for the general public in May.
And the Ventura County public health official says getting flu shots is even more critical than usual this season. Dr. Levin says while the vaccinations might not be a factor in preventing COVID-19, they will help keep people out of hospitals, freeing up space for seriously ill people with the virus. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.